Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SaaS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Sean Gargan, Director of SaaS Publishing, and Kirsten Hamstra, SaaS Publishing Social Media Specialist. For more information about SaaS Publishing following this interview, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Hi, Kirsten and Sean. Thanks so much for spending a little time late this Friday afternoon chatting with me about social media.
It's great to be here, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
To start out with, can you share some of the ways that fans of SaaS books can connect with authors, SaaS colleagues, and even each other?
Over the last year, we've really taken a different strategy towards our social media marketing. And specifically, we've built a few presences on major sites I'm sure you've heard of, including Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And there's some other sites that SaaS offers community for people, such as saascommunity.org. There's support.saas.com discussion forums. And we've also worked closely with our authors to create things such as author pages, which are available on our bookstore as well.
Or if you like to just follow us along, you can read the SaaS Publishing blog open mic. And we have contributors that include authors and people within SaaS Publishing and documentation, development technical writers who provide insight into how what things are going on in our business.
Well, what are some of the reasons you think that fans of SaaS books join our groups or follow us on Twitter, read our blogs and videos, or listen to podcast interviews?
I think more and more specifically, customers are interested in actually getting to know authors, kind of understanding the motivations they've had, you know, for writing certain books. They also tend to follow our authors, as our authors are kind of subject matter experts. Like Sean was mentioning, the blog is, you know, especially an excellent opportunity, as many of our authors now do guest posting for us. So our readers have a chance to really kind of see a more personal side of them and write comments and exchange kind of conversations back and forth, even on Facebook.
These different social media platforms are a way for customers to get in touch with one another as well. We've had instances on Facebook, for instance, where a customer will post a comment or a question and another customer will come in and answer that question for them. So we're seeing interactions not only between our customers and our authors, but also between customers. So it's a nice community that's out there, virtual community between SaaS employees and customers and authors, and it's exciting.
Or what are you hoping to accomplish by increasing SaaS Publishing's presence on social media sites?
We're looking to really use these as a way for customers to engage with us and with our authors. So what we're looking to get out of it is a place for people to go. And we want to spread the word that customers can come to Facebook or use Twitter or use LinkedIn to communicate with one another, to help them do their jobs, to share ideas, to share experiences about SaaS, and to get to know us and to get to know our authors.
And I think it's also been a great platform to us for us to gather feedback from our customers about maybe there's a new title or a book that they've always wanted to see on a particular SaaS subject area. And we've gotten feedback even through, you know, Facebook or Twitter, you know, regarding, hey, this is a book I'd really been wanting for a long time. Do you think this is something, you know, you all would consider, you know, publishing for me? And then, of course, we've also seen where we're, you know, starting to look into the whole ebook and the digital and how we're going to distribute our books in different ways. And all of those outlets have been a really good kind of area for us to tap our customers and ask if this is something they'd be interested in and what kind of devices they use on a regular basis. So it's been kind of a neat little focus group for us as well.
That's a great point. Yeah, it's a good sounding board. You know, we get to hear very immediately what customers are thinking, and they can respond, you know, directly to us and very quickly. It's very efficient.
Well, how receptive have SaaS Press authors been to participating in these various social media sites?
I think like any new technology, you're going to have some people who are very keen on getting in there right away and others who are off in the distance and, you know, put their head down and don't want to participate right away. And then a lot of people in the middle. And so we're finding that among SaaS employees, you know, among our colleagues, we see the exact same kind of spread. So we definitely have some authors who have jumped right in and are very active and participating, and others who have not been so quick to embrace it. And for those authors and for even, you know, internal colleagues, we're providing workshops and different training opportunities and learning opportunities to become comfortable with it and to give people tools to understand how to use it and to encourage people to participate in it. So we're seeing a lot of growth in it.
Just to you know, expand on that a little bit too, speaking of a recent training opportunity, we were at SAS Global Forum, which is our biggest user group event of the year, and we had an event specifically just for authors where we sat in a room together and I walked them through step-by-step our social media strategy and specific tools that they can use as authors to market themselves in all of their books. And it was so great to see them so engaged and excited about the possibilities that they could really kind of embrace with social media, especially, and they were especially interested in how they can engage with customers more.
Well, you two are definitely subject matter experts in your own right in this, in social media. Obviously, you had were invited to speak at two pretty prestigious conferences earlier this year. I don't know if you want to speak about that briefly.
Well, as Kirsten was just talking about the experience that we had with our authors that Shelley, both you and Kirsten led at SAS Global Forum, we had presented similar information at a workshop at Book Expo America in New York and also at O'Reilly Tools of Change, both a little bit earlier this year. And our topic was similar to the workshop that you presented at Global Forum, and that is how can authors and how can publishers use social media to help extend that conversation between authors and readers. And there's a lot of interest in it throughout the industry. So all the things that we're seeing with our authors and with our folks internally, we're seeing the exact same thing in industry.
It was really gratifying to see lots of different publishers kind of in the same position as us of, hey, you know, we have a program, we're starting off. I mean, our authors are, some of them are super involved with social media. Some, you know, are just now getting into blogging for the first time. So there's all these different experience levels. But what was really interesting is that in the end, we're all communicating to each other via social media. And it's almost like this giant knowledge exchange that we all can take part in, whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through Facebook, or, you know, the different publishing blogs that we read as well. So even taking our, you know, social media activities to the next step, I'm always in the constant state of learning pretty much every day when I come to work. I'm reading blogs and I'm trying to learn new things from other publishers through all these outlets too. So it's kind of neat how it just all comes full circle for our activities, for our authors, but then we're also always, you know, taking in new information and new trends too.
Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today and sharing all this valuable information. We've been talking with Sean Gargan, Director of SAS Publishing, and Kirsten Hamster, a SAS Publishing Social Media Specialist. This podcast is part of the Cover Story SAS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.